Well, that's quite a gospel lesson we have today, isn't it? Here we have Jesus teaching us that when we're faithful to God, when we obey God, he says we've only just done our duty. Now, there's a word that'll clear out a crowd pretty quick, duty. That's a word that most people absolutely do not like. The word duty. In fact, it's very seldom that we actually use that word in everyday language anymore. It has very negative connotations. Do your duty. You've only done your duty. That's what Jesus said our faithfulness is. When I think of that word duty, I think that sounds like something we just absolutely have to do. We have to do. I wonder how many of you growing up, when you were kids or young people, teenagers, had to do chores when you were growing up at home, and maybe you didn't even get an allowance for it. I don't know about you. Some people had to take out the trash. That was a chore. Maybe you had to vacuum the rugs or sweep the floors. Maybe you grew up on a farm. Many of our folks grew up on farms, and so maybe your chores were you had to get out and feed the chickens. Maybe you had to gather the eggs. Maybe you had to milk the cows if you grew up with some milk cows, and many, many other things as well. I remember as a kid and growing up, we had a swimming pool, and it was great. I mean, it was so nice. Mom and Dad had this pool built. This was in Arizona. You almost had to have a swimming pool just to survive the summers in Arizona. But my mom and dad did it right. I mean, they had this. It was an in-ground swimming pool. They planted these palm trees all around the pool, and then they had Malibu lights that lit up the palm trees at night because we swam at night a lot. And they poured special concrete all around the swimming pool that didn't get hot. It was called cool decking. And so in Arizona, you can't even walk on the sidewalk with bare feet. You'll blister your feet. But we had special concrete that you could walk on around. I mean, it was awesome. We lived in that pool, I remember. But pools come with responsibility. It's great to swim in them, but that pool had to be vacuumed. It had to be strained. You had to check the chemicals all the time. It had to add chlorine. I mean, it was an everyday chore. But most kids don't like to work like that. But, you know, we all had these incredible things to do to keep the house going. And most kids don't like to do that. Most people don't like chores. They'd rather be out with their friends playing or, you know, out riding your bike or playing football or whatever. They did these things because they had to. That's the reason why we do those chores. To some degree, maybe you can think of your church life growing up as something that you had to do. I like the person that said, when I was a kid, I had a bad drug problem. I got drugged to church. I got drugged to Sunday school. I got drugged to confirmation and drugged to church 3 times a week. Well, maybe you could think of it like that. Maybe you had to go to church because you had no other choice. It's our duty. But I wonder, what if you'll think with me this morning? Think of duties and responsibilities from another perspective. In a very real sense, these things, like all the chores that I talked about that kids did, us having to clean our swimming pool, that was a privilege to do, if you really think about it. After all, look at everything that our parents gave us. We had a home. We had food. We had clothing. We had life itself from mom and dad. In our case, we had this amazing swimming pool to enjoy on a constant basis. If you were from a good home, you were also given love from your family. You were given guidance and all the warmth of the family circle. What blessings. And hopefully you had a firm foundation of faith in God. When you think about all that we were given, the least we could do is take out the trash, do a few chores, vacuum the swimming pool here or there. What we received far outweighed what we gave. It was a privilege to do our duty. That changes the way you look at duty, doesn't it? And I think that that's how we should look at God's grace, how we should look at the Christian life. God gives us so much. Do you know the Bible tells us that God has given to us in His Son Jesus every spiritual blessing in Christ. That means that everything that God has to give to you, He has given to you in His Son, Jesus. He's given us so much. It's going to take all eternity just for us to discover all that God has given to us. So it is our privilege to get to serve Him and obey Him and worship Him. What we do for Him is nothing compared to what He has given to us. And I think that really changes the way that we look at Christian duty, as Jesus called it. You know, Christianity is not a have-to religion. It is a get-to religion. We get to be Christians. We get to serve and honor and worship our Lord and obey Him. So what does that mean for us? Well, come on, let's think about the typical Sunday morning. I don't know, we've got three kids, and we know what it's like to get a family up and out to the door and into church by, you know, if you're in the choir, you have to be here at 9:15, service starts at 10. Sometimes that's a challenge. I remember growing up, our son often said, "Why do you have church in the morning? Why? Why don't you have it in the evening?" And then on Easter, some of the churches that we served had Easter sunrise service. So we had to be out, and the kids always had to cook the breakfast for everyone. And I remember my son would often say, "Why sunrise? Why don't you have Easter sunset service? You know, why?" It's hard sometimes for us to get up and go to church. And sometimes we complain, don't we? Sometimes we get up on Sunday morning, it's hazy outside, it's overcast, it's cool, football's coming on at some point, and we say, "You know, I'd rather probably stay right here rather than go listen to Fenella and everything else that's going on at church today." And we complain sometimes and we grumble about having to come and worship the Lord. Or when we have to serve in the church, you know, volunteer and be a part of all that's happening in the church. Sometimes we say, "Oh, you know, come on, can't someone else do this? You know, we've been doing this for so long." Or if you're a young person, you know, you say, "Hey, we don't have time to, you know, we've got a lot of other things going. We don't have time to help out at the church." When you have to help the homeless, sometimes when we're called to serve those in need, we can grumble. We say, "You know, why do I got to help them? I work for a living. How come I have to spend some time going out and showing kindness and mercy to those that don't have much?" Or, you know, sometimes the basic things of the Christian life, we begin to grumble about it, and we do it because we have to, or at least that's what we think. And I think that's wrong. I don't think that's the right way. I don't think that's the right attitude about Christianity and about serving and being a part of the church at all. We shouldn't grumble when we have to give or pout when we pray. We ought to rejoice. We get to do this. This is amazing what we get to do. We should smile when we do it. I remember growing up, our childhood pastor, he always encouraged the church to smile. He said, "You know, you ought to be the most joyful people in the world. You know, God loves you. Remember, Jesus died for you. When you die, you're going to heaven." And he would often say, "How come you sit there looking like you just swallowed a coat hanger in church?" And you think of that image, you know, everyone's all just kind of stiff. And smile, rejoice, like the choir sang this morning. Rejoice, rejoice. Why? Because God loves us. Yes, yeah, so it's a duty, but it's a privilege to do our duty, because we are serving the Lord who literally gave us every blessing in Christ. He sacrificed His own Son for us. He gave us everything that He has to give. So let's give Him what we can in terms of our obedience to Him, our praise, our worship, our joyful heart when we do these things. So let's together resolve to serve God differently from now on. Let's not serve God because we have to. Let's, from here on out, serve Him because we get to. Is that a deal? If you agree, say amen.